Click. Marine mammal trainers use conditioned reinforcers, usually the sound of a whistle, to train whales, dolphins, seals, and polar bears. The concept was first brought to marine mammal parks and to U.S. Navy dolphin trainers in the 1960s by Keller Breland, a graduate student of B.F. Skinner's. Breland called the whistle a bridging stimulus because, in addition to informing the dolphin that it had just earned a fish, the whistle bridged the period of time between the leap in mid-tank, the behavior that was being reinforced, and swimming over to the side to collect one's pay. The behavior analytic literature acknowledged these two aspects of the conditioned reinforcer, but there were more values to be uncovered. In the 1990s, more and more animal trainers started using operant conditioning, shaping, positive reinforcement, and conditioned reinforcers, and so did the general public, with dog owners leading the way. See Chapter 6. Because the dog owners used a plastic and metal clicker as a conditioned reinforcer, they began calling what they were doing clicker training, and themselves clicker trainers. The click, as it is used by clicker trainers, has several unresearched functions besides being a conditioned reinforcer and being a bridging stimulus between earning the food and getting the food. First and foremost, it constitutes what Ogden Lindsley, Ph.D., has called an event marker. It identifies for the trainee exactly what behavior is being reinforced. But it does more than that. It puts control in the hands, paws, fins, whatever, of the learner. After a while, the subject no longer just repeats the behavior. The subject exhibits intention. Hey, I made you click. Watch me, I'm going to do it again. Clicker trainers speak of that shift as the moment when the light bulb goes on. This moment is extremely reinforcing for trainer and trainee alike. Ellen Reese, Ph.D., pointed out to me that the conditioned reinforcer, as it is used by clicker trainers, is also a termination signal. It means the job's done. As trainer Gary Wilkes says, the click ends the behavior. That's reinforcing in itself. It is, however, sometimes a shock to traditional trainers. It doesn't seem natural somehow that the way to train a dog to hold on to a dumbbell forever is to click it while it's holding the dumbbell, whereupon it is permitted to drop the dumbbell instantly and eat slices of hot dog. The philosopher Gregory Bateson, who worked at Sea Life Park for some years, maintained that operant conditioning was just a system for communicating with an alien species. Indeed, it can be. Another major value of the marker signal is that it can be used to communicate specific information. Police officer Steve White told me of sending his German Shepherd patrol dog to search for a thrown object that had landed on top of a 6-foot-tall clump of bushes. The dog searched the ground fruitlessly for a long time. Then, when it happened to raise its head, Steve clicked. The dog instantly sniffed the air at head height, alerted to a whiff of the target, and began searching around the area while scenting further upward, even standing on its hind legs to do so. Thus, with no further help from Steve, the dog located the object, crashed on top of the bushes, and got it.